Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome. You are listening live to the Intuition Hour, and I am your host, Kat Nicholson. It is 12:04 noontime on June 2nd, 2025. I am so excited to be with all of you, if I haven't said that already. I am wishing all of you Geminis happy, happy birthday, and I know it's an exciting time. It is very, very stormy here down in Central Florida, so I hope we maintain our time together today. I am definitely in the mood to do some readings with all of you. I have a couple of quick announcements first, and I want to welcome all of you today. We are still on Facebook. Just for a tiny bit longer in our chat room. So you are welcome to join at any time. It is titled 1-2 Radio. We're a private group of wonderful members, and I love that you're all here. So I welcome you. I will be taking your questions in the chat room as well. I do have a bit of an announcement. First of all, tomorrow night is our last night together for a little bit of time. It's the last class of our series on going a bit beyond traditional tarot. And really, we had 12, or tomorrow night will be our 12th week together for this season and this year on that topic. And so I cannot tell you how incredible even what we learned last week. I have a couple of people out who are using the spread that we learned a week ago already for the public, and they're absorbing it and loving it. And I love hearing this. We are over at 1-2 Academy at 6 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow night. I put the link in the chat room. And so then what I'm going to do over at 1-2 Academy is return in periods of time over the year, the rest of the year, where we're going to take things outside of the tarot and really look at the psychic world and the psychic realms we live in, and learn what it is that works for us to deepen ourselves, to heighten our intuition, to perhaps even heal some of our ancestral fears and things like this through the generations. And what are we here to change for future generations and that kind of thing. So I like to tap into that a little bit with all of you, and really understanding that part of becoming more and more intuitive or psychic or whatever word you want to use, spiritual, nothing is wrong, via what calls to you. No term is incorrect. Some of you have mediumship abilities. Some of you really don't want to touch that. Some of you have words of guidance or wisdom or compassion, empathy, these types of things. Some of you have an amazing listening ear. And many of you offer great advice, and people are, they come to you. I know people that would never even consider maybe doing readings for other people. And at the same time, they're the person who is always there to help everyone else, or people come to them for assistance or guidance and advice day to day. So that definitely happens also. And so no matter what you're trying to do in the realm, when you're working on yourself, the more you work on yourself and the more you heal maybe previous life topics, current life issues, circumstances, whatever experiences that you had to get over some of what has taken place, the more and more intuitive you become. And so I think the more clear you are, the happier you become, and the more you feel tied into something greater and bigger, the less alone you feel. And it is a journey. And it's, somebody said to me the other night, well, I guess because I can, when we do our work, when and it was a very, very special format, when we do and when we utilize something that's larger, or perhaps we have a format that takes a little more time, over time, the more you practice, the more it becomes second nature. It's just like driving a car or riding a bicycle, anything that you do in your life, cooking a meal, learning how to cook, whatever it may be that we're learning how to do, our spiritual learning, our spiritual lessons throughout our lifetime, it can't be done today. It can't be done in a like there's no time frame for it. Do you become a better driver over time? I shouldn't be comparing driving as an analogy, because sometimes we get better and then maybe not so much, but you guys know what I'm saying. So, and it ebbs and flows like that. Everything that you choose to do in your life and your spirit, like in your physical life, in your spiritual life, it ebbs and flows. And so it's not a race. No one has to race to the finish line, you know? And I mean that sincerely. And speaking of racing to the finish line, we are over now. I am on, I finally set something up on YouTube that is my channel, and we will be live streaming there sooner rather than later, I promise. I'm still getting things that I need to pull together for it. And we will have some content coming. I did post last week's show over there, so you could just go ahead and listen to that. And my channel is posted at Kat Nicholson 12 in the chat room, but I would really appreciate it if you all started to go over there and subscribe to my page and my channel. And I'm super excited to bring you more fun. I'm laughing because, you know, I'm a little resistant by nature, and I know many of you are, and I think that's okay. So in due time, one day I'm just going to surprise you out of nowhere, and that's where we'll be, okay? All right, let me take a look now. I'm going to come into the room. I wanted to also talk to you. Hold on one second. I want to just come in and grab you guys here. I want to say good morning to everyone coming in. And hold on one second. And good morning to you. Charlene, good morning. Maya, hello. Happy birthday to Geminis. Jim's birthday is tomorrow. Jim has been really the surviving male member of our team and our class over at 1-2 Academy. So I'm grateful for him. And we've definitely had some other students, you know, male students, and over the years, but you know, Jim definitely hangs in there with us. He's also our creative you know, he's definitely creating some of the things and the tools that we're using. So we appreciate him always. And we're going to take a look at your birthday this coming up tomorrow. So happy birthday to you, Quelly June. Blessings to you. I'm super excited that you're here today. Kelly, hi. And who else is here? Laura and Pamela. Anne is also here. So nice to see you. My beautiful godson and his dads are in the chat room today, and I want to say hello. And Jonathan, I'll definitely answer that question for you today. We'll take a look. And let me go ahead and refresh and come on in. So everybody, I really appreciate the subscribes. I definitely am excited about what's ahead. I laugh a lot because you guys know I'm pretty quiet over here, and it is a new week and a lot of new blessings. And Mindy, thank you for that. We'll get there soon enough. Okay. All right. I'm super grateful that you're all here today. And so it is, Charlene, let's take a look at you. She said, what a wonderful day. I love what you're saying right here. Working on developing a positive fenced off area of my life, a mental space where I can visualize only joy, gentle sunshine, butterflies with an open gate for those seeking a similar space. I absolutely love the visual of all of that. And I feel like I think that's a beautiful place to be. I also want to take a look at you, and I'm going to pull a few cards for you coming up ahead, but that's so sweet that you're sharing your space with all of us, and we appreciate that today. All right, let's take a peek at you, okay? This is for Charlene. There we are. All right, here we go. We're just going to go ahead and pull a few cards for Charlene first. I found you guys. You escaped me for a minute there. Oh, yeah. You are definitely, you have cleared a lot of things also. And, you know, the one thing I want to say is, and it's so human to maybe feel, maybe when we reflect back on certain things, we may look over our shoulder or behind us. Thinking, did I or didn't I? Should I or shouldn't I? Could I or couldn't I? And really, there's no space for that in the moment of joy, right? So you're creating this amazing space visually. We love it. And I share that with you as well, because I do feel that I work on that every day now, is to create that sacred space of peace, you know, and a visualization of the same, or perhaps even in real time, which I'll be sharing some of nature here along the way. So I do appreciate what you're saying. The thing is you have no time for looking backwards. I feel this strongly. It's okay. Like, we have these feelings of regret, or we have these feelings of maybe even an internal struggle of something, you know? If I did this, I could have done this. You're not doing that anymore. You're moving forward. You have healed so much. You are on this like divine path, like the attitude of gratitude. I absolutely love what you're saying and sharing, because this is exactly where you're headed. And I feel like there's some celebration, even if it's personal celebration and joy. I feel there is a lot of this coming up ahead. But I also see like an unexpected event. I don't know if it's a family event or perhaps just maybe even something you're invited to, or something of a celebration like this. I do see some fun coming for you this summer. And I'm going to encourage it. If you are invited to something you normally wouldn't go to, I would say take a leap of faith and go. But I do see a lot of joy and celebration in every way. And your attitude of like kind of burying, I say bury the hatchet, whatever, burying the past a little bit, is really what gets you to this moment. And your visualization of that fence and that area of peace, joy, harmony, and all these things will become a larger and larger space in your life just by that changing of gratitude or thoughts. Or, you know, Mike Dooley, I'm quoting him with permission, his thoughts become things, our thoughts become things. And so I definitely feel that there is a lot of that happening with you, and you'll see more and more moving forward that is true. Okay. All right, and come back and let us know and share some of that joy with everyone, okay? Thank you for being here, Charlene. Okay, let me see who's next, guys. Let's see how it is. Let me see, Jonathan, where did you go? Here we go. Okay. We're off. Tara, good morning to you. Tyler, good morning. I love all of you too. I'm building an e-commerce website and hope it does well. All Star Electron, I love this. All right, let's take a look, Jonathan. You know, I'm wondering if there was another possibility previous to now. There was something that you were working on. Oh, yeah, you're going to do fantastic. This looks fantastic. It's almost like yeah, this is wonderful for you in every single way. I mean, every way. I love what I see. I feel like you're going to be busy. It's going to be very, very successful. I feel like this is your path. And I was just thinking in the back of my mind about the Gemini energy and how I could bring you guys a little bit of reminders around what it can do for you. Because I know we get a lot of stuff about, you know, Geminis are this, Geminis are that. I guess we all have something, but, you know, the non-committal thing, the one thing to the other thing, the, some of the negative things that people say. And I'm sure about every sign, but since we're in the Gemini season, it is kind of funny because a lot of what we learn over time and a lot of what we here, when we become more aware of some of the more negative aspects of who we are, we can really fight through that and choose differently, you know? And so I say that about Gemini because we're always given a choice. You want to do the right thing or the wrong thing, you know? Well, like we got an angel on our shoulder and a devil on our shoulder or a demon on our shoulder. Which one do you want to choose? And so, Jonathan, for you, I feel even though you recognize in some analytical manner, I believe that you can recognize what some of the negative aspects have been. Like maybe you were learning about so many things that could have gone wrong, perhaps so many other facets of what's led you to here, so many different things of where you could have taken a wrong turn, instead you took the right turn and you really pushed through to get you here. And now your rewards and your blessings come from where you landed, if that makes any sense. So it's almost like you had to go to the other side to look at certain things to land where you're headed, if that makes sense. Like I feel yin and yang, like the positive and the negative aspect. So like the fork in the road arrived and it was like, well, can I keep going down this hill? Or do I want to go up or climb up this hill? You know what I mean? And so for you, I really feel like you're climbing to the top. And I pulled the star card. You could focus on that. You can ask Tyler to explain that a little bit, but you're definitely headed in a better direction and the right direction. And I think after being in a direction of maybe feeling you weren't getting what you deserved or what you needed or what you put your effort, all of the efforts that you have put out there are now about to pay off. So it's been collectively an amazing choice and now a journey going into the right direction for sure. And I think the best you've ever seen in your life professionally. Okay. And I hope that makes sense. So everything that we do along our way that fails becomes another part of our blessing. And so when it arrives, and I'm telling you, it's arrived, it's arriving, you are going to be really happy you made that decision. So Gemini says, um, I think patience isn't a virtue for most of us along the way, but the choices that are provided for you. And I'm using Jonathan as an example. Taking the easy route isn't always the best route, you know? We are creatures. I think at this point in time in life, for many of you, I believe that persistence pays off. Effort pays off. And I think biting off a little more than you can chew is okay. And maybe a couple of years ago, or maybe even 6 months ago, I may have said, you know, oh, it's okay to coast for a little bit. I think at this point in time, choosing the path with more resistance is actually the best rewarding path you could choose. And so I'm loving that. And I feel that for all of you. When we go into, I don't know who needs to hear this, but I feel like somebody does. I think when we want that instant gratification and we're focusing on it too hard or too quickly, we realize that maybe slow and steady will win the race instead, even if it is a little more challenging, you know? I do believe that. And for the most part, we're all creatures of habit. We all want that instant gratification. And how many of you have had and received that instant gratification only to wind up going, oh my goodness, what was I thinking, you know? And so I think we have to remember along the way that these, how our blocks become so many blessings ahead, and how sometimes the easiest way isn't the right way. The fastest way isn't the best way, you know. I really trust that right now. And I think Gemini is it's a blessing and a curse. Because it does show you options. And so you have to really, really pay attention. And I do believe that choices are definitely in the air right now, okay? And I believe that some of you are, and if you have any, if you're facing any choices or decisions and you want to go ahead and share with us, and you want to put some questions in the chat room, I'm here to take them. In the meantime, I am actually going to talk to the birthday boy and see how you're doing. And let me go ahead and come on in, okay? Everybody can wish Jim a happy birthday as well. Let's check out your year. Now, you know, I'd like to use that spread that we used in class last week. Let's take a look at you all the way around. All right, here we go. I'm excited to see many of you. I just want to say good morning to Joni. I see you. Lori Love Sherpa is in the chat room today. It's nice to see you also. Thank you for being here today. All right, Jim, we're focusing on you. All right, here we go. Now, I'm getting an A initial first and foremost. I don't know why. I want to say front or back of the name that I'm picking up on, like Amanda, Alyssa. I don't know where this is coming from, but I feel this coming up ahead. Now, I also believe that this energy that I'm picking up on is someone that you're going to know, and I do see change is in the air. You're going to know this person. I feel like change is definitely in the air. I see new beginnings around your, not only do I feel like you've healed some family, I don't know, I don't want to say family challenge of this. You, it looks like you've been working on some family matters that are really, really improving. Now, this could be internally your own healing process, or externally the environment, the energy around family members themselves. But really, I feel like there's a lot of internal work going on in this way too. So it looks very, very good. And I do hope that helps. You're off to a new beginning. I feel this about maybe sometimes how many of you feel so tight or so close to your roots that you feel you kind of feel so rooted about how much you care about what everybody thinks, or perhaps worried about being judged, worried about being criticized, worried about who thinks what or who you're pleasing and who you're not. I feel a lot of this coming from you. You want everybody to be happy, and I know that deeply. However, at this point in time, I feel like there's kind of a breakthrough for you in that you're going to free yourself from worrying about all of these other things and recognize the fact that people are responsible for their own happiness. And you're responsible, of course, for yours more so than ever before, which is what you're going to do for the year. Focus on your personal happiness. And I do believe that wholeheartedly. I also feel this is going to be a time when more than ever before, I love your work, by the way. It looks fantastic. A couple of things more than ever. You are tearing yourself down to rebuild on a more solid foundation, number one. Number two, you are also, meaning you're shedding old ideals, you're going through transformation, you're no longer going to put up with the status quo, and I believe that you're not going to allow anyone to take from you. You're without something in return, you know. I think it's been a bit of that. So you're very kind and generous and loving soul. So you're going to balance that out a little more. The one thing I do want to say is, on that note, and I think this is a good reminder for all of you, because Jim, for you, I definitely want to say this without putting too much out there as far as, and I think we should all be doing things like this to check and double check some things. I think that you're going to do a little tune-up, like a technology tune-up for real, where you're going to go in and maybe change your passwords, maybe protect your technology, maybe do a double verification process, maybe something like this. I feel this for some reason strongly. And so I know no one is going to take anything from you. I'm not saying that, but I am saying, like, you're going to be a little more conscious of safety all the way around. I don't know if you're doing something to who, I don't know if it's even as simple as like getting a little zapper, you know, for whatever, like a bear in the woods kind of thing, or really protecting your technology and stuff like that. Lots of self-protection. I think that's the bottom line. And I feel like it's funny because you are very aware and much more aware of your environment and people, all of the people, places, things, everything in your life. You are so much more aware than people give you credit for. And I totally understand this. And so you don't miss a beat. And I feel like it's going to continue. I do see some romantic energy coming, and it's the same thing, like out of nowhere, you're going to be like, what the heck? And it's a different type of connection because there's a lot of chemistry and attraction, probably something that may put a little fear into you at first, but it's going to be really good, okay? And so I hope all this makes sense. I think part of this is don't overcompensate for others, because I do know you will, and you have a lot of capability for that. But I think pull back a little tiny bit and see what other people are going to bring to your life before you overgive to theirs, that kind of thing. Everything looks really, really good. Let me know if the Eight of Wands energy is also very strong. So I see a lot of physical exercise and things like that. But let me know if that makes sense, like the whole tightening things up, you know, the safety, security, like the technology, that kind of thing. Let me know if that's happening, or because it will. But maybe I'm just supposed to remind you to do these things. But it looks really funny. Because you're so chill and laid back that it does seem, I don't know, your mind is working. I could tell your brain's working a little overtime there. But come back and share and let us know, and have an amazing birthday. And everyone in the chat room is saying the same, okay? All right, thank you for being here. And I'm super excited about class, and we'll get to celebrate some more soon, okay? All right, who is next? Oh, Laura. So she says she's been talking to a guy on a dating app that I mentioned there was someone coming in Gemini season. Well, that didn't take too long. But yes, I already do believe there's another. Do you think it's this one or somebody else? He's not taking much initiative, so I feel like it's probably not him. Okay, let's take a look. Okay, but it's good that you were kind of, this is how I look at it. And for all of you, I'm sure a few of you have heard me mention this before, but for all of you who are dating and single and available and excited to go out and meet new people, I know some of you are tired of meeting new people all the same. You know, we can look at both sides of everything, and we have permission in this season to do more of that. But, you know, it's kind of like a little bit of an appetizer. I've been known to try to express that, at least, you know, Laura, for you in this situation, it's like dipping a toe in the water, you know, having a little conversation, getting used to that like attraction. Or it's not like I want to say, maybe obviously if he's not initiating, I don't care for that too much. But nevertheless, sometimes people are just shy, so you have to give a little more time. I kind of feel like it's about getting your toe wet a little bit in the water. And at some point you're going to submerge your whole self, you know. All the same, it's like having a little appetizer, and then we're maybe not getting the entree yet, or maybe we are headed to the buffet for a little while before we sit down for that beautiful dinner, or that's going to last all night, you know, or we eating one meal or whatever it is. And I know this is terrible to maybe align or use a metaphor of food for romance, but it is kind of true, because a lot of what we take on, our nourishment, our nutrition, our even food for thought, everything that we take on into ourselves is really what we're taking on energetically with other people. And so I even say sometimes, oh, that's just like, you know how they do the sherbet in between your meals, if you go into like a 5-course meal or whatever. And I sometimes say, well, that's like the sherbet for your, you know, you're in between, or perhaps you have an experience of that's very short lived, but it brought something to your life. So enriching and so inviting and perfect for that moment. And no, it can't last forever because they're 8,000 miles away, or whatever it may be, whatever it is you need at the time until you get to that end of the meal, or equating it to the long term, maybe the dessert or the icing on top of the cake, whatever you equate to. Here, for some reason, I'm back on food this week, but you could tell Jupiter is hitting me all over. But in any case, you guys get the point. It's very, very true, Laura. that I do feel this is about dipping your toe back in the water and really your attraction energy, like your ability to manifest and attract the right people or the right person, of course, is the goal, is very, very high right now. And it's going to continue to be. So let me pull a few cards and let's take a peek, okay? We're going to take a look. Here we go. Oh, yeah, Lara, I love this. I see breakthrough. At first, this one, I don't feel like this one is the one. But I definitely feel like somebody new. It says a new love is going to take you by a storm. I want to keep those words loud and clear. I also feel like this is the very beginning. Now, within the next 4 months of time, so everything I see within 4 months, I feel you committing. But also the message is to open yourself for someone who may be unusual or not your quote unquote type. And I feel very strongly about that. Okay. And I hope that makes sense, but it is, you're definitely, again, got to have the toe in the water. Just keep it going. I always say, you know, my provide, pursue, protect, profess, prioritize, and the package, of course. I always say about all those P's when you're single, and especially, and I don't want to separate men and women, because men have to go through all this with women. And I think sometimes, you know, we women tend to make it, you know, it's harder for them than the men and da da da. But ultimately, everyone has experiences. And so I feel very confident that you're on your journey now and you're going to meet someone very, very caring and just open to what you typically wouldn't, you know. And I do hope that helps. All right. I remember when I met my husband, it's a long story and we'll keep it out of today's conversation, but I did wonder to myself how I was ever going to introduce him to my mom. And that was, can you imagine the first thought of that? That I knew immediately, not even looking at his face, that I was going to be with him, but I didn't understand how I was going to get around long hair and all that. So I didn't. I had no idea. My old-fashioned Catholic Irish mother, you know. In any case, it worked out and he turned out to be her favorite. So you just never know. So I feel like there's somebody unusual who wants to come and I'm going to suggest that you let him in. And also and big hugs, and you keep us posted on your little journey here, because I do see commitment energy coming in some months, and we want to definitely stay on track of what your journey is. Okay. Lots of love to you. And I'm laughing at Lori. Okay. Here. Sorbet. I'll say it this way. I am from New Jersey. Thank you. But she's laughing at me because sherbet, she says, is pronounced sherbert. You're right. But I'll say sorbet to sound like I'm from California. You get the picture, though. You get the point. But thank you. That made me laugh. All right. You could tell I've been dealing with a lot of New Jersey energy this week. So I sound like I'm back there. All right, let's take a look here and see who's next. And thank you for that laugh. All right, I want to come in the room. Jim, thank you for those confirmations. It is. I don't have any, like Jim said, he is working on things both at work, home. And I'm laughing because I don't want to make you, you know, I have that paranoia. I don't want to make you paranoid. But he's reviewing security measures. I love that. Okay. Very good. It's all going to come back to you this year. Very much. All right, Laura, thank you for that. I know my peas are a pain in the ass, but they work. And at the same time, you know, I don't know, as far as romance goes, I know many of you, whether you're connected to one person for a long term, you're dating, or maybe you're seriously committed, you're married, whatever it may be, there are the rules are so meant to be broken and always are. But there are those few things that you definitely notice over time and time again that, you know, we all have our patterns and our experiences and our habits and things like that. And at the same time, we know what we can and cannot. When you have an attraction to another person, they can have 52 million red flags. But that one green flag is going to make you go towards that person. And everyone does it. It's a human thing to do. So the rules go out the window. We start trying to take a square peg and fit it in a round hole. And any relationship that you have, whether it's romantic, friendship, family, neighbor, work, employees, employers, huge, no matter what, everyone is who they are. And we would all like to try to take a square peg and fit it in a round hole every day, but that's not possible. So sometimes it's best when you're relating to other people and you're here to learn relationships, of course, it's really best to take a step back and see who this person really is. And we have to find that those good things that we like about them. But understand, we're not going to try it. We can't, it's not our duty to change the other person. We can't tell someone else how to act. We can't tell them. We could share and learn and grow together and really try to lead by example and all these other things. But it's like, we're not here to dictate someone else's life path. And when we try to, what happens, you know, we kind of get that door slammed in our face, or they're going to go right back to who they were before you tried to change them 20 times over, you know? So until they decide to change for themselves, and I hope that makes sense. All right. Very good. Now let's see who's next. And nobody really knows what works for you. And no one can say, oh, this is too fast, this is too slow, this is too high, this is too low. Yeah, everybody has their own journey. Now let's take a look. Okay, Quelly, I do have something to say to you, and this is kind of interesting, and I have no idea where this is coming from, but I feel a lot of height around an experience. So I don't know if you're going with your family. And I could say it's not an airplane, though. I'm not feeling that. I feel like hot air balloon or helicopter, not even helicopter. I don't even know, but it could be skydiving. It could be, I don't know. I just feel it could be like taking one of these like little mimicking spaceship whatever experiences, or the hot air balloon in a group or something over somewhere. I really feel that. And I am very I am very I don't know. It's like a big vision. I don't know if you have anything planned like this. And I don't even think it's about taking a risk or anything. It looks very calm and serene. It's just an experience. It's going to be a blast. And I can't wait to see it because I feel like you're going to, you share your family time together and stuff. I don't know. But I feel like if you're hesitant, there's something about it that you're supposed to do. So maybe that's why I brought it up, because I could see it so clear. Please come back and share and let us know, okay? But I definitely see some fun for you over the summer and experiences. But if it's like feeling like you're supposed to be taking a risk, it could be even like, I want to say cliff diving or zip lining or something crazy. But I don't know. I just feel, I hope it's the hot air balloon because, or the hang glider. It looks a little calmer than the rest, but let's see what you do, okay? I don't know if you've been planning anything. All right. Let's take a peek. Lori, I love you too. You're making me laugh. Only somebody from Jersey can make fun of somebody from Jersey without insulting them. No, I'm teasing. All right, let's see who's next. Okay, here we go. Let me see who I want to pick on today. All right, let's take a peek. I know we have a lot of big things coming up. I'm super excited for Jupiter to go into Cancer. I think that's why I'm on the food kick so much already, but I do. I love that we're going to have a great summer together. That's what I think. And I'm really excited about it for all of you. I believe the change of seasons, you know, any change that takes place in our environment, anything that we go through as humans. I know it's difficult for me too, even as a Gemini who craves a little change now and then. I still like to feel grounded in my space. And so having a focus or a practice of whatever it is that brings you peace internally when dealing with all the changes going on in the external environment and the collective, especially right now, I think is very, very important. And summer could be a lot of fun. And so there are so many things that you could do to really bring some enriching experiences to yourself. And I think taking, you know, I will say this now, even practicing a little bit with video and speaking to do a little bit of what's around me. In a 5-minute period of time, I realized truly by doing so what really is around me and the beauty of what is around me. And every now and then, take that moment. Like Charlene just said, as we were speaking earlier, as I was talking earlier to her, 3 awesome sunflowers appeared in full bloom. And I love that so much. And sunflowers are very much on my brain because little do you know that I just painted some sunflowers. So I love that. I love that synchronicity. The thing is that anything around you, just for the moment, you know, to take it on in, take it all in and absorb what's going on around you is a really good thing. So I'm realizing it more and more. I want to share more and more with you. I'm excited about that for the summer. I want to also take one more of you, and I'm looking for somebody to jump at me while I'm chatting. And so there are a lot of you here. Let me see who. Joni, I feel like, let me see what's happening with you, okay? You just jumped at me. Let's take a look. I don't know why I'm getting a time frame of 10 months. And this is kind of crazy because They're showing me March and May of next year. There is something that you're starting now that's going to build and increase until that time frame or that time period. So that's kind of crazy that they're showing it to me now. And so I feel there is a major, and I mean this in the most positive way, we'll remember it, I hope, along the way. I feel really strongly that you're going to go through a major life change next spring that is going to be really a course that changes your life forever for the better. And I'm really excited to see what it is. It's like this huge message that I love. And financial stability is really going to come into the picture as well. I also feel a dark-haired man who is going to come into the picture as well. And I have no idea why they're showing me next May, but that, or March and May. I have no idea, but that's really what's coming through, okay? So just know I'm super excited that you're here. Tara just said she crocheted a sunflower. I love that. I love the pieces tying together. I love all the synchronicity we bring each other day after day. And everybody stay cool. I know some of you are still having some winter weather, so I know if you were in Florida, you'd understand why I'm saying stay cool. I will share an Ace of Cups for the week. I feel like it's time for some new beginnings, some birthings, some babies. And really a new beginning within all of you, okay? It is a very heightened time for more creativity or starting some new creative project in your lives, some new love just for yourself in general or others. And I think romance is definitely coming back into the air. So please add some to your big life as it exists. I think some of us and some of you lose some of that along the way. You can romance yourself as well, okay? So everybody have a wonderful week. Please stay tuned for the amazing Lori the Love Sherpa coming up next, followed by the rest of our wonderful Monday lineup. Serena, you too. And thank you for being our producer. Bye, everybody. Have a wonderful week. See you next week.